Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Guess who's back? Mike Sempervivi is back on the show today, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. He has not been on the show in 3 weeks now. So, boy, do we have some things to go over with him, including the G1 tournament, which every single day, Dave Meltzer has been emailing me, telling me how awesome this tournament is. And there are a lot of matches that I really do want to see, which hopefully I'll see soon. We'll get some updates from Mike Sempervivi. We've got to talk about all sorts of topics, including the WWE Network number, TNA, Vince Russo, Spike, that whole situation. WWE has made cuts. Batista's movie's a hit. And Mike last week was not on the show because he was at Ring of Honor. So we're going to talk to him about that show. And Mike, what's going on?
You throwing me through in the first segment here. But yes, I was just flashing back to last week and how much fun it was to actually be at that ROH show.
That's right. You had a good time there. You saw Cousin Jethro. I don't know who else you saw there. But
Papa Mike Briscoe was there wrecking shop.
That's right. Papa Briscoe was there, so I'm sure we'll talk about him and the boys, them boys. So a lot of different stuff to get into today. It's going to be a good show, everybody. So the first thing we're going to talk about when we come back from the break is the WWE Network number. Obviously, a lot of stuff to talk about here. They first announced a number in the range of 667,000. That was around the time of WrestleMania. But since that time, they've had many months to add subscribers, and as it turns out, the number that they just released was only 700,000. The real number is actually 690,000. How does that happen? Well, they added a lot of subscribers, but unfortunately, also they dropped a fair number of subscribers. How do you drop subscribers on a service that does not allow cancellations? We're going to talk about that and so much more when we come back from the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi has returned to the show here today. We got a lot of stuff to talk to him about. He's been out of action for the last couple of weeks, but he is back. And, Mike, how are things going on your end?
I will not complain whatsoever. Yes, you see, throwing it to me there in the little mini segment, you know, it's got to get myself ready and set here.
That's right. I ambushed you.
Yes, you did. I am trying to bring up, you know, the web pages and files and things like that. Just so I would not screw up anything, including the G1 Climax tournament, which is taking place right now. I don't want to get any of those numbers wrong, because it has been just about, I know Dave has been hounding you about this, just about a perfect tournament, I guess you would call it, even though it's like kind of a league setup. The perfect tournament in professional wrestling, it really has been absolutely fantastic so far.
Now, the latest report I got, I don't know if things have changed, but I was given the impression that the best match of the tournament so far has been AJ Styles and Minoru Suzuki. Can you confirm or deny this statement?
After this show, I'll be finding out for sure. I'm a little bit behind. I haven't seen that, but I've seen that said too. The thing is, I think if you ask 10 different people, you might get 10 different answers. In fact, you probably will get 10 different answers on what the best match has been so far. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. On the very first night, there was a Katsuyori Shibata Shinsuke Nakamura match. And you say, okay, how can you top that? Well, the next match was Okada and AJ Styles, and it probably topped it, and they've gone on since then. There have been multiple four and a half, five-star matches. I mean, there have been classic wrestling matches that have taken place. I think the only thing that may affect some of these matches is that a lot of them have only gone, 15, 16 minutes because of the G1 style. They're not 60-minute type of matches that, if you want to put them up against the annals of history, against, Masao Kobashi matches and things like that, that went 45 minutes, 60 minutes. It's kind of tough to do, but in what it is as far as these 20-minute, 15 to 20-minute matches go, I mean, many of them have been perfect. The fourth day probably is the show of the year, or can be argued as the wrestling show of the year so far this year. On July 26th, at the Akita Perpetual Gymnasium, there were, five matches that you could say, argue that, could be somebody's match of the year. Shibata and Tanahashi and Naito and AJ Styles, which I thought was probably the best match of that night, but Shinsuke Nakamura and Yuji Nagata had a great match. Tomohiro Ishii and Tomoyuki Honma had a fantastic match, and those are two guys who have no shot of winning this tournament, but have put on incredible performances. Honma hasn't won a match, and he might be the performer of the entire tournament, if that says, up and down how great this whole thing has been.
We just got, there's something on the front page right here from Dave. He says, Tomohiro Ishii is believed to have suffered a separated shoulder in his match with Davey Boy Smith Jr. in Osaka. The injury was when they were doing a Frankenstein reversal spot. Ishii landed on his shoulder. He finished the match, still used a brainbuster for the finish. Wrestlers could not believe he still did the brainbuster. It says, miraculously, at this point, no wrestler has even missed one date. Ishii has tomorrow's show in Nagoya off. And he is scheduled to face Shibata on Wednesday in Takamatsu. And I don't know about the idea of a guy who's badly banged up having to go in and have another match with Katsuyori Shibata soon. It sounds like a recipe for trouble.
Especially the style that Ishii works, too. I mean, there was a spot in the, I think it was the first night, he took a DDT off the ring apron and to the floor where he just, Ishii's got this thing where if you DDT him, he does that, like Rob Van Dam goes straight up stiff into the air, and that's what Ishii does, and he just will go rock stiff and then kind of fall down, and he is taking a brutal beating throughout this whole thing, and they've extended out the G1 now to 2 weeks, and you know they've had a lot of time. You know they try to give guys time off between matches and make it a little bit easier on them. But Ishii has gone full bore every single night, and it is looking forward to seeing that tonight too, to see exactly how he was able to pull off this vertical suplex, a delayed vertical suplex that he does with a separated shoulder. His performances throughout this whole thing have been amazing, although he's been one of those guys that physically it can't be good for him. Makabe got his jaw broken in a match with Lance Archer. Hiroshi Tanahashi has been banged up pretty badly as well here too. So even though, it's again, you know, there's a price to be paid for how great this whole thing has been, and those guys are definitely doing it physically.
Now, I know that usually at the end they kind of they've got all sorts of different it kind of comes down to the last day normally. And from looking at the standings, I mean, who are some of the guys that you think, I mean, if you had to pick three possibilities as winners of this tournament, who do you think it's going to be?
For me, I thought the winners of the tournament would be Shinsuke Nakamura and Kazuchika Okada facing off in the finals, just because I believe that I could see them facing off on January 4th for the IWGP title or really being in the mix. That's the one match that New Japan hasn't had yet, you know, between Okada and Nakamura, two of their biggest stars, and it would be something I could see, even though it's, you don't want to give it away too early, them having a great match in the G1 final and then going on later on to face off possibly for the title if one of them beats AJ Styles and facing off at their WrestleMania on January 4th, I think is very believable. And both are well in position to win the thing. In Block A, it's Katsuyori Shibata, Tanahashi, and Nakamura at this point tied with 10 points. Any of those three men could win Block A and go on. And Block B, it's Okada and AJ Styles tied at the top with 10. And both of them, too, could get to the finals of this thing as well. So even though it's a little bit of a cop-out to go with more than three, I mean, any of those five, because of the positions they're in, could easily win the thing.
Now, where could somebody go? I mean, if they want to see the last few G1 shows, where can they go to see them? How much are they going to cost? Tell everybody a little bit about Ustream, because they don't have a lot of chances left because Ustream is getting out of the pay-per-view business.
Yeah, and that's really too bad, because over the last couple of years, you know, the American fans have been able to finally see how, you know, some of these New Japan shows and do it very easily, because all you're doing is pushing a button. I had signed up for the entire package. They were offering a discount at $110 total for all of the shows, which broke down to, I think, $8.97, which if you attach that value to how good these shows have been, considering TNA used to cost $9.99 a month on pay-per-view, I mean, it's not even close. It's been such an incredible bargain. But if you go to Ustream.tv, and I believe it's /NJPW1972, is the New Japan site, and you're able to order some of these shows, and they're going to range between $15 and $25, depending on the day it is. Obviously, the finals are going to be $25, but you have the opportunity to go see them there, and it is going to be about the last time if Ustream decides to stick to its guns and get out in the iPay-per-view business, which, again, for New Japan and Ring of Honor, it's really very, very bad.
When is the when are the finals, and if people want to clear their schedule, when should they be prepared to watch?
These take place, you know, it's overnight Eastern time if you want to watch them live, but that's the thing with Ustream. As long as you buy the show, you can watch it anytime you want, so you don't have to worry about missing it live or anything like that. The finals of this thing are going to take place on August 10th, I believe it is. Let me double check that. Yeah, August 10th at the Cebu Dome, which is a building that they have not run before. It's much, much bigger than the final building that they usually run. So it's a, this is the one with Ring of Honor guys going to be on it, including Fish and O'Reilly and Mike Bennett and Adam Cole are all coming over to Japan, and they're going to be on that show. And that's going to take place on August 10th, and the winner of Block A will face the winner of Block B, and they'll have everybody else on the card kind of rounding it out there. So if you're going to see any of them and you're only going to pick one, that's probably the one, obviously, you want to pick.
All right, we got about 30 seconds here, Mike, so so very quickly before we go to the break. The WWE announced their subscriber numbers at their most recent conference call, 700,000. Very quickly, were you shocked?
I was. I was actually expecting them to call out a much, much higher number, you know, more around 750.
All right, we'll talk about that after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794. XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike and I have begun talking the WWE Network numbers. I believe that my prediction for the total number of subscribers as of June 30th, I believe my number was 750,000. I think yours was as well, Mike. Some people were very, very bullish, thinking it might be up in the eights or nines. I know I talked to some people that thought it would actually be lower than 667. And of course, at the time, it was sort of like, well, the chances of it being lower are about zero since, I mean, clearly they've added subscribers since that time, and you're not supposed to be able to cancel. Now, we all knew if you really wanted to cancel, I mean, you could cancel. It's not like it's impossible. There are many ways to do it. You could have signed up with a gift card. You could have canceled your PayPal. I mean, there's all sorts of ways that a person could have canceled. I was not expecting that approximately 130,000 people would have figured out how to cancel. And the number, they ended up adding 160,000 since WrestleMania, but 130,000 managed to cancel. And so at the end of the day, they added about 30,000 people. We're looking at about 700,000 subscribers in the supposedly in the U.S. I'm sure that includes some international that found workarounds as well. So a somewhat disturbing number, Mike, 700,000.
I really thought that they'd be able to use like that last week they had where you didn't even have to sign up or put in credit card information. All you had to do was just kind of sign up to the site. And get, I really thought that they'd be, it would be a lie, but they would be able to actually say that the number of people they've had to subscribe even one time, which would be the part I figured they would leave out, would be closer to 750,000, maybe even as high as 775, because I really thought that they would almost pull out every number that doesn't matter to try to stick it up there, and I guess in a way they did. And they were still only able to come up with 700,000, which realistically is 690,000, because that was the number at the end of the day. They announced it up to, what, June 30th or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the number actually, as it sits right now, is 690,000, and it's really disappointing. Because
you
want to
know a scary stat, by the way? You want to know a scary stat? So I was given a number the night before they made the announcement. I was in the middle of doing Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave, and somebody texted me. And all the text said was network number 690,000. And Dave was immediately like, there's no way. And I was like, 690,000? How is that even possible? So the number they announced the next day was 700,000. And I thought, okay, well, they rounded it up. In fact, 700,000 is a number that they had on June 30th. But the number that they had when I was sent that text was 690,000. So when you mention all of that work they did, and they did the free trial week, and remember how hard they were pushing it on Raw, they were, Jerry Lawler's pleading for us to sign up, during that entire period where they were begging and working so hard to get subscribers, they lost 10,000. Think about that.
And that's them. I mean, I would assume it may have been 10,000 people who signed up and then it all ran out. And that's, I don't know. It's really disappointing, and it shines a light on a lot of the things that are wrong as far as that network goes. And the concept itself, you know, is a great idea to me. I absolutely love it. As a longtime wrestling fan, I think it's great to be able to see a lot of things that are on there. And I know we could sit here for a long time, and you and Big Stitt talk about some of the issues that it had as far as the content of it goes, and as far as, you know, putting on there what some people would like to see. But I think this number shows more of an issue with how this thing has been promoted, you know, what the mentality is behind it. I mean, they still don't have a show. They have no show that says you need to come here every day. And that's an issue with the programming where you need to give people a sports center, give people a reason to tune into this network every day, make it a must-see thing, even if it's for an hour, where there's a reason to come to it. You also need to promote the thing better, and I guess they're going to be doing this, but, you know, this makes absolutely no sense to me in that the only place you've had to see the WWE Network promoted is on WWE programming. And obviously, I know they've needed to do this, but as far as reaching out and putting it out in other aspects and in other forms, you know, you have not. How are you going to get the old fan that doesn't watch anymore if you don't try to advertise on, you know, a sports channel and put a commercial there, or something in the Sports Business Journal, you know, or something where other people see it besides on your own programming? And I think that's been, and that's something they need to do, and I guess they're going to address that now. I just don't understand why it's taken so long.
Well, I will say this. I mean, until you said what you just said, If you would have just asked me, I would have argued that you don't need to bother doing that because, you know, my feeling is the people that are going to buy the WWE Network are likely going to be watching Raw, and they're going to be aware. And what you need to do is use Raw to strongly promote this network. But a point you just made that is a very good point is that there are lapsed fans. There are fans that don't watch Raw. But maybe if you told them that they could get some of the old classic NWA Clash of the Champions shows and some of the stuff they remember from their childhood. I have a lot of friends that you know, they don't watch Raw nowadays, and they know that I write about wrestling and I do radio shows about wrestling, and so, you know, they'll always ask me, but they'll ask me about the old stuff. They'll ask me about the Junkyard Dog and Ric Flair and in the NWA and these people. I mean, maybe, I don't know if they would subscribe to the network. I'm a little bit skeptical because they're so distanced from wrestling, but maybe they would. And they're certainly not watching Raw to be alerted of it. Now, another...
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Well, because, you know, and another thing, too, is, you know, think about advertising this, and obviously, I don't know how much it costs for UFC programming on Fox Sports 1 or anything like that. Danny Hodge, you have enough footage of him. If you wanted to do a mini documentary of him, because of Florida and somebody in Mid South and the other places that you've bought Texas, where he wrestled and granted sign a lot, have a sit down interview with him with somebody where you show, you know, the guys who had been in other fighting forms, boxing, mixed martial arts, whatever it is, amateur wrestling. Look at the history you have where you just do a documentary. It doesn't cost you anything to do. And then you throw that out there and promote on, you know, you use that as a bait to run a commercial to get somebody to watch. Again, you're not going to get all of those people. You may not get any, but it's better than the plans you're doing now.
Well, one issue, Mike, is that as a result of these numbers, WWE cut 7% of its workforce on Friday. And in a very interesting, I was unaware of this until a couple of days ago, but did you know, Mike, that after they cut 7% of their workforce or whatever on Friday, Vince McMahon actually sent an email to everybody remaining in the company to alert them that they were done doing cuts and you don't have to worry about this over the weekend? That's actually pretty, it's kind of comforting, actually, that he went out of his way to do that. Normally, everyone's just in a panic all the time, afraid to answer their phone. But anyway, the point is, after cutting the 7%, they are in the process between now and next year of slashing the budget by $30 million. And so the good news, the bad news is that 7% of these people in the company lost their jobs. We're talking about 50 to 60 people. That's bad, and it's very unfortunate. But the good news from a business standpoint is that they have lowered the break even of the WWE Network. Or they are in the process of lowering it, from needing 1.5 to 1.7 million subscribers internationally to only needing 500,000 subscribers internationally. So the good news is they're already, with 700,000 subscribers, they're well above break even. So that's real good news. The bad news about that is that by slashing the budget so much, a lot of these really neat ideas that you and others have about, you know, you could do a documentary about this, you could do a documentary about that. I mean, we don't know what the network budget is anymore. I mean, it may be very difficult to put together, like, for sure, like another season of Legends House. That was a very expensive project. Another season of Tough Enough. Very, very expensive. I mean, these shows may be axed at this point. There may be a lot of new programming ideas that aren't going to get off the chopping block now because of these budget cuts.
Well, I do wonder, though, if the average fan even notices. To be honest with you, I honestly wonder if the average WWE Network guy, you know, person who picked it up, would actually realize that, because for all the money that was spent in the advertising, if you think about it, it's not like they spent money on licenses to have game shows or, again, a reason to draw people in every day. Most of the stuff they have are documentaries, of which they own all of the footage of, and all they're doing is basically rerunning that. Legends House was not that great of a show anyway. I mean, look at some of the other stuff that was on there. I mean, it's, again, they can do things internally without spending that much money on those types of shows. I mean, Total Divas is different because it's on on E, but some of these other ones and some of these other ideas they have, frankly, they're not very good to anyway. And I understand that Legends House was one of the more popular things on the network. I just don't think, I just believe that there's other things you can show that could get as many eyeballs as that. You're just going to have to come up with something better than throwing a bunch of wacky dudes in a house and editing it.
The Legends House thing was always weird to me because it was sort of like, I mean, I can't imagine one single solitary person signing up to the WWE Network to watch Legends House, and no one's signing up to watch Total Divas. And there's kind of that part of me that thinks, I mean, do you even need these shows? Or maybe there's something to the idea that without Legends House, there isn't necessarily something new to watch every week. I have the network because I want to watch the pay-per-views, and I love NXT. And it's cool to have a library that I don't necessarily use all that much, but I do use it for shows. But mostly it's the pay-per-views, and it's NXT. And I think for most people, they don't even care about NXT, really. So mostly it's the pay-per-views. So really, at the end of the day, I mean, maybe the entire marketing concept should be around building up the pay-per-views and getting people interested in buying the network to see them. We're going to talk more about this and a lot more when we come back from the break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and we are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're on the SiriusXM app, Sports Zone. We are on the Cable Radio Network. We're on TuneIn Radio, searching Wrestling Observer Live, the most listened to wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. You can also check us out daily at WrestlingObserver.com. Daily radio shows. If you only hear this show once a week, you are missing out. Every single day, we have radio shows up on the website. And not only as a subscriber do you get the brand new shows, but for just $10.99 a month, you have full access to our on-demand library. Every show we have ever done dating back to 2005, nearly 10 full years of archives, over 5,000 hours of audio. That's over double the amount of archived content that the WWE Network provides. All available for $10.99. You'll never run out of wrestling audio. You'll have new stuff to listen to every day. If you love wrestling audio, there is no better website in the world, guaranteed, than WrestlingObserver.com. So head up there and check it out. Join the fun. You will never regret a subscription if you like Wrestling Observer Live, because there's so much stuff. Interviews with some of the biggest names in the history of wrestling. We had Bret Hart on recently, Booker T. We had Art Davey, the founder of the UFC, on this week. Rave reviews about that show. Drew McIntyre, the former Drew McIntyre, is coming up this week. So much great stuff. So check it out up at WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike Sempervivi, back to this discussion of the WWE Network. I mean, the good news is the 700,000 subscribers with a 500,000 subscriber number break even, that's good. And in about a week, they are expanding to a number of countries all over the world. Maybe by the end of the year, worldwide, we'll be at 1 million subscribers. Certainly with Rogers Cable up in Canada adding the WWE Network as a over-the-air cable channel, there's certainly the possibility of those numbers. They will be adding those numbers into the grand total. So I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that by the time 2014 ends, they will have 1 million subscribers worldwide, which is double the break-even. So I'm kind of bullish on the network model at this point.
Yeah, that's, you know, I am too, and that's one of the weird things too that I never really understood as far as their expectations went. If you look at the stock price, and obviously it was inflated, but then you knew it was going to drop some, but it should never have taken the drops that it did. And they did that to themselves with the overinflated, you know, believing this survey that said that there were, 10 trillion people in the world that were WWE fans? I mean, that's where they got these numbers, something like that. The thought that they were going to get so much, and there was so much competition out there for their TV deal, they never should have done that. You know, they should have been more realistic about what this thing was going to be. I mean, the break-even, their thoughts, if you think about, you take WrestleMania out of the mix, what's the best-selling pay-per-view of all time? Is it the Invasion pay-per-view?
It would be the
2001.
Actually, let me think about this. It may be WrestleMania 5, but because I think WrestleMania 5 was around 775,000. But of the modern era, of the modern era behind WrestleMania, you're looking at that Invasion pay-per-view.
There you go, and that was red hot, and there 775,000. You have had pay-per-views, B pay-per-views, that have done, 70,000? I mean, obviously, there was that ECW pay-per-view, the December to Dismember. If you look at just logically how many people are paying for your stuff, I don't know where they came. Again, they believe that stupid survey, and I didn't believe that they believed that survey. I thought they were just using it as a gimmick thing, but I honestly, it's kind of scary to believe that maybe
apparently not,
really did base it.
Oh yeah, I mean, when you look at their suggested number of subscribers to break even worldwide, I mean, maybe they didn't believe it was 60 million, but they had to have believed it was close. Otherwise, why would you? It's inconceivable to me that you would set your bar so high.
And to budget that way too, again, by not going out and getting, and I've been on this too about the licensing thing, about like a WWE Trivial Pursuit, or just again, I know those stupid things, but to do things like that and to have the budget that you did without spending the money on stuff like that, it blows my mind. I mean, how much, if you think about it, did the Warrior documentaries or the Bryan Danielson documentaries cost? To me, it couldn't have been that much. It really couldn't have been, and they've been the best things on the network with the exception of watching the pay-per-views, I mean, by far. So, again, where did the money go? Why did it go? So maybe as bad as it is that all those people got cut, if you think about it, WWE Magazine, and I grew up in the magazine era, and I will still pick up those magazines for my son now, you know, they got rid of it. And as unfortunate as it is, if you're going to get rid of something, that was a good thing to get rid of, you know, unfortunately, if you needed to save money. And there's been other things, too, where I do wonder, again, hopefully they don't lose interest in this network. I don't think they can. They're not allowed to lose interest in the network. There's too much that goes into it. But I hope that, again, the cuts that they've made, I really wonder how much people will notice it as far as being viewers of the WWE Network. And I'm same with you as far as their popularity in places like Singapore and Canada, even though Canada's a weird situation with this setup and announcing that they're going to be in the UK and Ireland, and that's going to happen, I guess, by, what, the end of next year. I mean, these are rabid places where there are tons of WWE fans, and granted, a lot of them may be signed onto the network now, but I think that percentage is a lot fewer than people think. And because I don't think, and again, whether it's for they don't want to bootleg or they just don't want to take the risk or they just don't want to go through the bother, I think they are going to get huge bumps all over the world. And it may not be great, but I think it's going to be much better than, you know, perception-wise than they are right now.
You know, I don't know how it was with the credit cards. And if anybody is listening is aware, please email me, Brian@WrestlingObserver.com, and let me know. But I talked to some people that had PayPal, and we obviously have a subscription website, and we do subscriptions through PayPal. And if you sign up, Mike, through PayPal, and it comes time for your monthly renewal, and you don't have enough funds in your PayPal account, your subscription is not canceled. You are sent an email. And the email basically says your PayPal funds are too low. Please add some money or blah, 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 and we'll try again in a day. So you get a second chance. And then if there's still not enough funds, you get another email to remind you. And then if you have not put the funds in by the third try, your account is canceled. That's how it works on our website, which, by the way, we do not have 700,000 subscribers. Just want to throw that out there. I was told by some people that paid for the network through PayPal, that PayPal tried to take the money out for their monthly subscription, and maybe they only had $5 in there instead of the $9.99. And instead of being sent an email to put more funds in or anything like that, their account was immediately just canceled. I was told, in fact, I think it was the same thing for credit cards, because I was told that people whose credit card expired, like, let's say that your credit card expires on July 31st of 2014, and you were a network subscriber. The network goes to renew your subscription in August, and your card is expired. Instead of sending out an email telling you to update your card information, you just got canceled. And so when I look at the number of cancellations they had, I mean, it seems pretty clear to me that probably a fair amount of those were people that didn't have enough funds and didn't have enough warning to put more funds in, or their card expired and they hadn't updated it yet, and they were just outright canceled. And I think that that is something that if that loophole, so to speak, were closed, they would have had significantly fewer cancellations, number one. And number two, I just think that maybe, when you look at the number of people that did sign up, some of those were cancellations that re-signed up. So maybe the numbers aren't quite what we thought when we looked at those claims on Thursday.
Yeah, that's possible too, and that's something that I learned in this process is that there was a button at the bottom where you can actually say, instead of bill me month to month for this 6 month plan, and you know, you could have opted out and canceled. I had no idea that was available through PayPal. I'm paying for WWE through Apple TV, but I did pay for UFC TV through PayPal. And I don't remember ever seeing anything on there about if I were, you know, if I canceled after 1 month, I wouldn't be hit with $59.94 or whatever it would be. I would just be hit with the $9.99. So I guess, you know, no matter what it is, people can find a way around it. And that's something WWE, and you've taken them to task for this, and I haven't had the chance to, but you know, wake up to see how people may try to take advantage of you, whether it be through that way on PayPal or using a debit card that you can buy and reload and letting that run out. But more so than either one of those two, it's fixed the amount of people that have access, because when you and Vix were talking about this, I know you could use the WWE for multiple usernames. I just didn't realize it was people had up to 10 on there.
Well,
and
for WWE's
sake,
it could be 100.
Well, that's the thing. And for WWE's sake, I mean, that's something where you're going to get more subscribers if people are really that serious about it. If you limit it to only an IP address where you could use it on your devices and that's it, and not let anybody else use it, which everybody, including this website, has seemingly figured out.
Somebody on our message board claimed that they do restrict logins when there is a pay-per-view on. So, for example, like, I could share my password with 10 people on a regular day, but on pay-per-view day, it would limit it to, I don't know how many, 2 or whatever. But I've gotten reports from people who have claimed otherwise. I mean, maybe that's what WWE thinks is happening, but I've had people emailing me saying, I got 5 people that are all watching the pay-per-view at the same time in different houses under my account. I had one guy claim 10. So I don't know. I mean, maybe 100 people can share your password. I don't know. They've at least mentioned that they're working on trying to fix that. And I think that should be way up there. One of the things I don't think people understand is if 10 of your friends can all use your login to watch a pay-per-view. I mean, this is more than just WWE losing money, but we're talking significantly more streams than they're anticipating. If they've only got 700,000 subscribers, they can pay MLB.tv for maybe 1 million streams, you know, or 1.5 million, maybe double it or something like that. Presuming that maybe a lot of people are watching it on 2 devices. I don't know why they would do that, but let's just say you wanted to do that to be safe. If you've got a bunch of people that are sharing their logins with 5 or 10 different people, it is going to affect everybody's stream. It is going to affect your stream when you're watching it and it's buffering. That's because maybe people are sharing too many passwords. And one very interesting stat was they claimed that on average, every subscriber watched the WWE Network on 2.5 devices. Now listen, I watch the WWE Network on 1 device, on my Apple TV. I virtually never watch it on my computer. I never watch it on my phone or my iPad. I only watch it on, and that's me. So when you look at an average of 2.5 devices per subscriber, I would presume that a lot of people are only watching it on 1 device. So that tells me tons and tons and tons of people are sharing their passwords. I could be wrong. But I'm very skeptical that your average person, because I know I'm not, is watching on 2.5 devices. We got to head to commercial. We'll be back in just a moment, everybody. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Right now, we're talking the WWE Network, as we have been for the past hour. All of these numbers. The one thing about this network, Mike, is they've given us a lot of numbers, but there's also a lot of numbers that we just don't know anything about. And it's hard to really draw conclusions without those numbers. You know, I've had people emailing me, telling me they're sharing their password with 5 or 10 people. But we really don't know how many people are doing that. We don't know how many people are sharing passwords, for example. We don't know how many people are really watching the network outside of the U.S. We don't really know how many American subscribers there are. It's funny because we have numbers, but there's so many numbers we don't have that there are a lot of difficult conclusions. We can't really draw conclusions easily.
No, you can't because, you know, even though people are doing that, and I'm sure they're doing that, for the heck of it, I actually had 5 devices going at one time, which was more of me checking how my internet speed was than anything else. But I just for the heck of it, I put it on 5 devices at one time. Now, the most I had going really regularly was 2, but, I mean, there's something that could be said about, you know, people trying to see how it would be on all of their devices as well, too. So, yeah, you're not exactly sure where that number comes from.
In hour 2, everybody, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and one of the things I want to discuss is we were talking about that survey that WWE used where they were talking about 60 million people or whatever having an affinity for WWE programming, and they initially built their network with these expectations that maybe 4 million people, more people would be subscribing to the network than our hardcore Raw viewers, which is like a ridiculous stat. It reminds me in a lot of ways of the birth of TNA. When they were given these numbers about how many people were buying their pay-per-views, and so they started budgeting accordingly. And as it turned out, these were pie-in-the-sky numbers, nowhere near how many people were actually buying the pay-per-views. And we'll also talk about TNA, the Spike deal, Vince Russo, and so much more. That's coming up in hour 2, everybody. So stick around. We'll be back in 7 minutes. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.